As we began to try to study and just steal away for a little while and just talk to God, we had a thought come to our mind, and I'm certainly not worthy to preach the thought that God's laid on our heart. But my heart's desire tonight is, as Russell mentioned while he was preaching earlier in the week, would to be like Philip and just preach unto him Jesus. That would be my thought for tonight. And if you've got your Bibles and you want to read along with us, we'll be starting out in the second chapter of the book of Luke. And I've got a few other places in the book of Luke. And y'all can either tell me that I'm 6 months early or 6 months late, but God's laid on my heart to read the birth of Jesus. So that's what I'm going to do. Starting in the fourth verse, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And now I'm going to jump over to the 23rd chapter of the book of Luke, and starting in the 32nd verse. And y'all just bear with me. I've got a little bit that the Lord's laid on my heart that I'm supposed to read. But starting in the 32nd verse, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of the Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. And now I'm just going to go over to the 24th chapter in the first verse. And this is the last place that the Lord's laid on my heart. So y'all just bear with me for just a little while. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And that would be all the Lord would bid me to read tonight. And I began to think about how Jesus was born into Bethlehem, the house of bread. It's a translation, Bethlehem. Oh, but Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Oh, Jesus, I loved you so much that he came to this earth. Oh, Mary, he was born of a virgin birth. Mary was great with child. They didn't have room for them in the inn. Mary gave birth and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Oh, Jesus wasn't born into a kingdom. He wasn't born into this big, great a kingdom on earth. He came to set up his kingdom that's in our hearts. Listen to me for just a little while. I thought about Joseph and Mary as they made the journey to Bethlehem. I believe that Jesus is the true Son of God. Listen. Jesus, they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Listen to me, is there room for Jesus in your heart tonight? I pray that you make room. I pray that you find Jesus. And then if you go over to where I read and saw Jesus crucified. Listen, they try, just can't help but to imagine what Jesus must have felt when Pilate brought Jesus and Barabbas out to the multitude, and the crowd started chanting, Barabbas, Barabbas. They chose a murderer over the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Listen to me for just a minute. I won't be long. But I thought about how Jesus loved us so much that we deserved what Jesus endured. Every whip, every time he was mocked, every time he was spit on, that's what we deserve. As Greg mentioned, our righteousness as filthy rags. Listen, I'm not nothing without Jesus. Listen to me. He's my best friend. He's been there. When I've called on Him in the wee hours of the morning, when no one else might have answered, Jesus answered that little prayer. Jesus has answered those calls. Jesus knew that we were going to need a Savior. Listen, Jesus came to the earth to fulfill the law. Listen to me. I just can't help but to imagine when they went over there to where they laid His body and they saw the stone was rolled away. I can't imagine what was going through their head as they went over and saw not the body of the Lord Jesus. Listen. I thought about as Jesus cried out, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Listen, them old soldiers, they thought they were pretty bad dudes. They thought that they could take his life. I've got news for you. Them Roman soldiers didn't take Jesus' life. He had the power to lay it down willingly. And on that third day, he had the power to take it back up. Aren't you glad that this isn't some dead religion? There's not a tombstone in this world that you can go read and it says, here lies the body of Jesus. Aren't you glad that tomb was found empty? Listen, I know it's Friday night. We've been going to revival. You've been here morning and night. And I thank you for that. From the bottom of my heart, it means a lot to see y'all's faces out here. But listen, I'm tired too. I am. But you want to know what's keeping me going? I'm running on empty. That tomb was found empty. That's what's keeping me going. That the tomb was found empty. A lost sinner friend. Jesus loved you so much that he came. I was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then I was crucified on the cross. Listen, I love that Jesus died for me. But Russell, I love a little bit more that he had the power to defeat death, hell, and the grave for me. Listen, lost sinner friend, it's not just me. As the angel of the Lord said to the shepherds over there, all people, not just the righteous, not just the wealthy. Listen, Lazarus, I laid at the rich man's gate. The rich man lifted his eyes in the devil's hell. Listen, if you're going to try how to use money to work this thing out, I promise you, it ain't going to work. You can't ride on the coattails of mama and daddy, grandma and grandpa. Listen, you've got to get your name written into the Lamb's Book of Life. It's got to be yours. Listen to me. There's not a whole lot that my mom and daddy haven't helped me with. But I can tell you this. My salvation, I worked out on my own. That was mine. That was between me and Jesus. I grabbed onto mama's hand and we went up to the altar. And she helped me up to the altar. And I told dad that I was lost. And dad prayed. Mama prayed. But I had had to pray. I had to accept him. You can't do it. Listen, if it came down to having to pay for it, none of us could afford it. Oh, but aren't you glad to know that it's already been paid in full? And listen, either I don't know if I'll ever be able to thank him enough or ever repay him. Oh, but I want to do my little part. Listen, I thought about how, oh, that man, the lame man, that his four friends took him to Jesus and lowered him through the roof. Listen, that man couldn't have got to Jesus on his own. Oh, it took the four. When Jesus said, because of your faith, he said, because of thy. Oh, he talked to all of them, not just the one. Oh, listen, I'm glad to know we're a church. We're all Christians in faith. We're all in this thing together. Listen, tonight, just pick up your little corner and go. Listen, Jesus loves you tonight. I just want to preach Jesus. Oh, I love my Lord and Savior. Do you know Jesus tonight? Do you know my Savior? I'm going to read over in one more place. In the fifth chapter of the book of Romans. Wherefore, the 12th verse. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Listen, I'm no better than you, lost sinner friend. Oh, but if you want to know the difference between you and me tonight, I've got Jesus. I've got the mercy of Jesus. Jesus applied the blood to my heart's door. I thought about over there in the believe in the book Exodus, as the death angel passed over, they were supposed to put the blood on the doorpost, and the death angel would pass over and not take that of the firstborn life. Listen, if the blood is not applied to your heart's door, oh, hell will surely be where you lift your eyes. Listen, I just want to preach Jesus. I want to preach about my best friend and my Savior, and the one that loved me so much. Oh, he didn't just die for me, he rose again for me. Oh, and they found the tomb empty. Oh, listen to me, lost sinner friend. They found the tomb empty. Listen, Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen, even before Jesus was making intercessions for us, listen, Jesus is still in the saving business today. Oh, I can tell you about a Friday morning at New Harmony Baptist Church, and Jesus was in the saving business 14 years ago. Oh, and I can promise you, he's still in the saving business today, and he will be. Until the God tells him to bring us home. Listen, when that day comes, will you be ready? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my best friend? Listen, you know what I love about my Savior? Is that he's my best friend. Oh, but he's there with me. Oh, but I promise you, he'll be there for you too. Listen, I love my Jesus. There's not a problem that's too small or too big. Listen, he can be with me and he can be with with you. Listen, I promise you this. There's enough of Jesus to go around and share. Won't you just come? Listen, He loves you. He wants to save your heart. He wants to save your soul. He wants to apply the blood to your heart. Won't you just come and accept Him? Listen, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's anybody, that believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, I want that to get on your mind for just a minute. Everlasting life, never being an end. I think about it from time to time in my mind. I just try to think about forever and there never being an end. And eventually it's just like my brain stops working. It can't comprehend eternity. But listen, I've got good news to bring for us that's been saved. We get to spend all of eternity with Jesus. But lost sinner friend, if you die in the shape that you're in right now, I pray that you might just find Jesus. But if you don't, hell will be where you lift your eyes. Listen to me, and I'll draw my remarks to a close. Jesus loves you tonight. Do you know my Jesus? Yeah, everyone's here. You know Jesus. But do you know Him? Does He live with you? Has He applied the blood to your heart's door? Has He saved your soul? Has He? I want you to take a minute and look down. Go back to the moment in time that God saved your soul. Listen, I was praying when I was lost and undone, and I don't know why, but I turned around and I went to hug my mama, and the second that my arms got around my mama's neck, God, Jesus saved my soul. Listen, when I was lost and undone, I was trying to find any comfort that I could, and I wasn't lost for very long, maybe about 10 minutes, but I was trying to find comfort. I tried to find comfort in mama's arms and I couldn't find any. But praise be unto Jesus. Once I got in the arms of Jesus, mama's arms became a whole lot sweeter. Won't you come and find out for yourself? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm begging you to come. My heart's breaking for you tonight. Listen, I don't know what it could be that's holding you back. Listen, I know the devil will tell you anything to try to make you stand still. But listen, the devil is the author of confusion. Jesus is the author of peace. If you want peace, you got to get Jesus. Listen, there's no remedy. There's no cure on this earth except for Jesus. Listen, won't you come? Listen, He loves you so much that He was born wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then as He grew up and He got older, they crucified Him on the cross. They mocked Him and they spit on Him. Jesus took everything that you and I deserved. That's not where the story ends. On the third and glorious day, Jesus rose again and defeated death, hell, and the grave. Won't you come? Y'all come around with a song. Russell, Greg, y'all step out here with us. I've gone as far as the Lord let me go. But do you know my Jesus? Do you know my Savior? He'll be your best friend, I promise you. Just take a step out on faith. Just take that first step, and I promise you, Jesus will meet you. I promise. Jesus loves you tonight. I promise you, Jesus loves you. Y'all sing.